continuing from paragraph Samaches. V'ze v'ani b'roiv chazdecho ovoi v'esecho. Ki mitchil omar ta'abed doivrei chozov ishdomim umirmo yisayev Hashem. V'achar kach hismich v'ani b'roiv chazdecho ovoi v'esecho. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to explain the smichus of these two psukim. One pasuk, Dovra Melech says that those people who speak falsely, they should be destroyed. They're disgusting to Hashem, etc. Hashem despises them. And then he says, but I, with your great kindness, am privileged to enter into your house. Ve'isa b'medrash, she'omar David ta'abed al doyeg v'achitoyfel v'achol kemolov. The Medrash explains that the negative statement Dovra Melech was saying about Doeg Ha'adoimi and Achitoifel and all those who were against him, who made his life very, very bitter. Valze Omar Va'ani Kasherosu Kenosisi. And then Dovra Melech says, and I, just like they did, I did similar things. However, with your great kindness, Hashem, I was privileged to enter into the Beis Hashem. V'chein sorech kol odom lo yomar al atzmoi, kishiyodea benafshoi ke'ev avinoisov. Rav Nosson Zal says this is a message for each and every one of us, because this is a very important point. Rabbeinu Zal says on the Likutei Moran that when Dovra Melech wrote the Sefer Tehillim, he wrote it with Ruach HaKodesh, that it was written to include every single Jew in all generations. Each and every single Jew, when they recite Tehillim, can concentrate on the words and see that those words apply to them personally, to their own situation. So here Rav Nosson Zal gives us an example of exactly how this applies to us. He says, each and every person, when the person realizes the pain of all of his averos, v'chol chiyusoi v'kiyumoi hu al yidei she'enoi cholek al tzadik emes, and the only thing that sustains him is the fact that Baruch Hashem, I'm not a cholek against the true tzadik. V'choiter u'misyageya l'skar ve'lev b'emes, on the contrary, I'm trying to do everything I can, everything in my power, to really come close to the tzaddik, she'tzorech l'hachyois atzmoi bozeh. A person has to be able to get encouragement from that, to feel good about that. U'kamay she'kosavnu le'el al posuk ashrei yoyshvei ve'secho. As we explained earlier, on the posuk, fortunate are those who are zorichet to be in the house of Hashem, in the Beis HaMedrash of the Tzadik. Shekol chiyusi hum ashani zeche liyois bechlal yoshvei Beis HaMedrash la Tzadik Wemes. The thing that sustains me, that keeps me going, is the fact that Baruch Hashem, I'm privileged to be from those who sit in the Beis HaMedrash of the true Tzadik. Shezehu inyen v'ani b'roiv chazdecho ovoi v'esecho. This is what Dovra Melech was saying. I, through your great kindness and privilege to be in your house, Hashem. Hainu, af al pi shegam ani osisi kemoi she'osu achol kemanal, linyan David, that the person is saying, even though I also did like those other people, I also did terrible things, like those people who Dovra Melech mentioned, those people who were chelkem against him, doyeg achitoifel, who had done terrible things. So now, each and every one of us, when we say this kapitel of Tehillim, we're also saying that I realize that just like there are people today who are bad, who have done many bad things, I too have done many bad things. And despite that, afal pikein b'roiv chazdecho shegamalto alai ovoi ve'secho hainu lebeis hamedrash shenal. Through Hashem's infinite kindness, I'm privileged to enter into the Beis HaMedrash of the Tzaddik, sheze kol tikvoisai lama shehitzaltani midoivrei chozov hachilkim. This is my whole hope. The fact that I've been privileged to be saved, not to be included in those who speak against the true tzaddikim. Asher ato oisek liabdom, where you, Hashem, are involved in destroying those people. Aval ani b'roiv chazdecho ovoi v'esecho. And yet I am privileged, even though I've done many bad things that I know of, I'm privileged to be zeche, to come to be part of the Beis HaMedrash of the Tzaddik. V'ikruhu ha-Beis HaMedrash la Tzaddik u'emes, sh'a-Beis HaMedrash v'yeshiva nikra al-shmoi. And when we talk about Botei Midrashos, all Batei Midrashos are special. All places where Jews are learning Torah and davening, all of them are special. But obviously, they're not all the same. They're not all equal. And the Iker, the main one, is the Beis HaMidrash of the True Tzaddik, which is named for him. In other words, it goes under his name. Kemo Shomer Hazal, Beperek Echodinei Mamonos, as the Gemara says in the beginning of Sanhedrin, Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdoif. The Gemara expounds on the Pasuk, Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdoif, in Parshas Mishpotim, Halech Achar Chachomim B'Yeshiva. The Gemara says that a person should seek out the true Talmidei Chachamim when it comes to yeshiva. Achar Rabbi Eliezer Lelud, Achar Rabbi Yossi Letzipoyri, Achar Rabbi Lebeis Shorim. Depending on what city you're in, if you're in the city of Lud, seek out the Beis HaMedrash of Rabbi Eliezer specifically. In Tzipoyri, it's Rabbi Yossi's Beis Medrash, and in Beis Shorim, the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yudanossi, V'chein b'chol doyer v'doyer, and so too in every generation. Rav Nosson Zal here is speaking out about an issue which is prevalent today in some places, that there's a concept of a shul without a rabbi, or a Beis Medrash even without a rabbi. And Rav Nosson Zal is saying that one of the most important forces in a yeshiva, in a Beis Medrash, in a shul, is the rabbi, meaning the tzaddik under whose guidance, under whose supervision that yeshiva is being led, that yeshiva is being driven. Paragraph Samachtes, V'zeh Hashem Moin Ato Hiselanu B'dor V'dor. And this is also the meaning of the Pasuk in Tehillim, where we say to Hashem, Hashem, you are our residence in every single generation. Mo'oin b'chinas ha-Beis HaMikdash. The term mo'oin, which means residence, refers to the Beis HaMikdash. Shehu b'chinas ha-Beis HaMedrash shel HaTzadik, shehu Mikdash Ma'at. And nowadays that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, this also refers to the Beis HaMedrash of the Tzadik, which is called a Mikdash Ma'at. V'zehu mo'en ato yisalano b'chol dor v'dor. Shebechol dor v'dor nimtza yeshiva shel talmidim im rebi emes sheoyiskim b'veis ha-medrash shelahem b'chidushei Torah amitim. The Torah is telling us that in each and every single generation there is a true Rebbe and his students who are involved in this yeshiva hakdoisha, where they're involved in true chidushei Torah and studying the real chidushei Torah. Shetzrichin leilech achar Beis HaMedrash vayeshiva azayis b'chol dor v'dor. Kimavur b'mayim rabbeinu zichron v'rachanal. That in each and every single generation, a Jew has to seek out that place, that center where the true Torah is being studied. Kimavur, as the Gemara mentions, that we quoted earlier, Sheamru Sham Tzedek Tzedek Tirdoif Halech Achar Chachomim B'Yeshiva Achar Rabbi Eliezer B'Lud Achar Rabbi Chanina Ben Tradyon Livror Chayil Achar Rabbi Lebei Shorim V'Choshfu Harbe Mekoymois Shekovu Sham HaBeis HaMedrash VaYeshiva B'Chol Dor. The Gemara there gives a list of the different yeshivas and who was the leader of the yeshiva throughout a whole period of several generations. V'hatoyroh hi nitzchis. And we know that the Gemara is not telling us history. The Gemara is not telling us something of the past. The Gemara is teaching us something that's eternal. That in every generation there is the yeshiva with its true leader. V'alkein bevadai ein doer yosoim legamri. Therefore, we know that even though as the generations go on, unfortunately, the level of learning gets weaker and the level of tzaddikim also becomes smaller. But still, despite that, Rav Nosson Zal says, we know that there's a statement in the Gemara that there's no such thing as a generation that's completely orphaned. Ubevadai nimtzo gam ato, Beis HaMedrash b'chol dor shenikra al shem tzaddiki emes. And therefore, most definitely, even nowadays, in every single generation, there is a Beis HaMedrash that's al shem the tzaddik, the true tzaddik. Shetzrichen leilech achrav, where a Jew has to try to follow, to find, and become attached to that Beis Medrash. Vishom hu mo'oin u beis dira, livroyach lishom mehamenuval azeh shepoigeh aboi b'choleis. And that's the refuge, that's the place that a person needs to run to escape the menuval, the Yetzer Hara, who's trying to attack people in every generation at all times. And this is why the pasuk continues right after Hashem moenati islan b'chol derador b'terem horem yulodu v'techoilel eretz v'sevel u'me'olam adolam atokel toshev eno ishadak v'ashtom yishuv v'me'yodam. The pasuk continues and touches on the topic of tshuva. Toshev eno ishadako ki ikar hatshuva l'chol echod l'chol hagruim sheba'olam. Because the true success in tshuva, in every single generation, even the worst people, is dependent on that ma'on, on that beis hamedrash of the tzaddik. As we elaborated on this many pages ago in paragraphs yud alef and yud beis. Shafilu imisoir loshuv, viachakach noifel chasveshon, vechain alofim verivo ispomim. Even if a Jew becomes inspired to tshuva and then he falls, and even if this repeats itself hundreds or thousands of times, afal pikein, kol nekuda unekuda toivo, eino nevedes. If a person is zoicha to be part of that beis hamedrash of the tzaddik, then every single good thing that the person does, or even thinks, or even says, does not go lost. Ki hakol maaseh u'makabei tzadik u'emes u'machnes hakol b'toich hakibutz hakodesh shel beis hamedrash hazeh, because the tzaddik gathers up those mitzvos, those good diburim, those good machshavos that the person had, and he assembles it into his kibutz hakodesh of his beis hamedrash. Shezeu b'chinas tikkun shel hamishkon she'osa Moshe l'saken ma'aseh ha'egel she'kolel kol hachatam she'boilam. This corresponds to the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built for the Jews when they were in the desert, when they weren't in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't in the height of Kedusha, where that Mishkan was constructed in order to serve as a tikkun for the egel hazohar, for the golden calf, which is an avera that's kolel all the averas of the world. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu was able to establish this tikkun of the Mishkan that should serve as a tikkun for the Egel, which is kolel all chatoim. So too, the true tzaddikim in every single generation establish their Mishkan, and that serves as a center for tshuva, as a tikkun for all the chatoim that any of their constituents could possibly have done. Ki ikar ki tikkun hatshuva hu tikkun shviras kelim. Shemishom kol haklipoy shemihem kol hachatoim, because tshuva corresponds to the tikkun of the shviras hakelim, which is what created all the klipos, all forces of tumah, which are the source of all averos. V'kol hashviro hoyisamach mas ribuyor kiyadua, and as we explained much earlier in this halacha, the shviras hakelim that took place in the beginning of creation was the result of the fact that the light was too bright. There was ribuy oyer. V'hatikun hu rak al yedei sarusa delasato kanal. And as we explained earlier, the reason why the light was too bright was because there wasn't isarusa delasato at that time. When Hashem first created the world, there were no human beings around to generate Isarusa de Lasata, to show initiative. And Isarusa de Lasata is what creates Kalim and what strengthens those Kalim. And therefore, Rav Nosson Zal had emphasized the tikkun of the Shviras HaKalim is obviously Isarusa de Lasata, that human beings who have Bechira have to be Zecha to show some initiative in getting close to Hashem. The Alkain, and therefore, בכל נקודה ונקודה טובה שמנתק עצמי מירה לטוב ממחשוב הישרויס למחשוב הישרויס, each and every single tiny move that a Jew makes to leave the evil and come close to the good, to get away from bad thoughts and come into good thoughts, נס מזה כלים נפלויים בכוח אומנס הנפלא של הצדיק אמס, that creates incredible vessels with the help of the true tzaddikim. U'kamei shemavur leil k'tzas mizeh, as we explained earlier in this halacha about this. U'mevoyer Hashem, we explain there, shegam kol habriya hoysa al yidei kamo tzimtzumim rabim le'ein mispor, that when Hashem first created the world, the creation was brought about by many different tzimtzumim, one after another, countless tzimtzumim shegila ha'or ve'chziroi, whereby Hashem revealed light and then he pulled back. He revealed it again and pulled back. V'loy nishar rak roishim. And when Hashem withdrew the light, all that was left was an imprint of that light that had originally been in the vessel. V'chol zeh oiver al ha'odom. And what's described about the creation of the world, that whole process, each and every single Jew goes through that. Umishom mishtal shel kol riboy ho'aliyos v'yiridos shel kol echod. And that's what causes all the ups and downs that each and every single Jew goes through. Umi she'oichez atzmoy b'hatzadik ve'enu mi'ayish atzmoy b'shum oifen.
And a Jew who zeichet to attach himself and to hold on tightly to the tzaddik, and he doesn't give up no matter what. He's always able to encourage himself and inspire himself to keep moving, to keep trying. Yesh loy tikva li'olam. That for that person there's always hope. V'ho'ikar b'koyach habeis hamed rishonal. However, it's dependent on the person being in that Beis HaMedrash, being part of the Beis HaMedrash of the true tzaddik. V'zeh smichus ha-psukim anal, and this is what explains the fact that these psukim are close to each other. She'omar Hashem moinat islan b'dor v'dor, whereby at first David HaMelech says, Hashem, you are our residence in every generation. Shehu b'chinas ha-Beis HaMedrash anal, Shehu Hamoin Lischabe Velonus Shom B'chol Dor V'Dor. That's the refuge that Jews can escape to in each and every single generation to escape the Yetzirah, to escape the gunfire of the battle, the major war against that the Yetzirah is waging against the person. Omar Achakach Beterem Horem Yulodu V'Techol Eretz V'Sevel. And then after that, Dovid HaMelech says that before the mountains were created, when Hashem was first forming the earth and everything, Hainu Koidem Haschola Sabria. This is referring back to what took place before creation even. Ume Oilam V'Ad Oilam Atokel. And Hashem, you are the Hashem from way, way back in the beginning, forever. Sha'ato hu echod koidim shebros olam, v'ato echod li'olam habo lanetzach. You are the same Hashem from before the world was created, and you are the Hashem forever. V'chol habriya hoiso rak al yidei tzimtzumim hanal. And the original creation only was able to be brought about through these tzimtzumim. And it's because of this that there's hope for a person, for everybody to return to Hashem, even Adako, even if the person's in the lowest of places, we still say Shuvu Bnei Adam. Everyone has the ability to return. Ki ikar hatshuva hu al yidei emuna, al yidei sheyoidim umaminim kimeyoilim vadoil matoel. The soif kol soif yistaki in hakoil. The tshuva is dependent on a person believing and realizing that Hashem is from way, way back in the beginning. The soif kol soif, and forever. The soif kol soif yistaki in hakoil. And eventually everything will get its tikkun. It's just that it requires some initiative from on our part. And this is why the pasuk says that a person should return to Hashem, even if he's in the lowest, lowest place that his soul could be. Still, we call out to him. We invite him to do tshuva. Because if a person realizes what we're saying here, for that person there's always hope. As the pasuk says in Malachi, Ani Hashem loy shonisi, va'atim beis Yaakov loy chalisim. I am Hashem. I never changed. I've never changed. I'm the same Hashem. And you are beis Yaakov. I have not destroyed you. Again, implying that the Yidden are eternal, permanent, and no matter how many ups and downs they go through, they're still able to come back. The pasuk continues, Ki elef shonim b'yanecho kem esmoil ki avor.
היינו שכל מה שעברה לאדם אפילו אם יהיה 1,000 שנים, כמו אדם הראשון, הכל הוא כיום אסמול כי עבור. The Pasuk is telling us that no matter what a person goes through, even if he goes through countless ups and downs, that person feels like it's 1,000 years, the person feels like it's 1,000 years that he's going through this. Just like Odom Rishon. Hakol hu kiyoim esmuel kiyavor. On one hand, it's all like yesterday, like the passing yesterday. Hainu, kamo shechilfen hayomim yoim achar yoim, like the days pass, day after day, v'yoim esmuel yavor, and just like yesterday passed, yavor ubo yoim shachrov, and the day after yesterday arrived, which is today, v'chein kol yimei olam. This is how the world is, you know, from the beginning. Shekol ze b'chinas hizgalus oir ein soif, shemishom kol or hayoim v'alomoy. This is the whole concept of this process being repeated every day, that the sun comes up and the sun sets. There's a revelation of the light, and then there's the haloma, the removal of the light. U'kamosh mavur leil, as we explained earlier, sheze b'chinas atem nitzovim hayoim. The Pasuk says towards the end of Chumash Dvorim, Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, you are standing here today. The word kayoim means today, and the word kayoim means like the day. Kayoim hazeh shehu mafil umeir. The Gemara says, just like the day, which has a dark period and a light period, the Jewish day begins from nighttime when it's dark, and then it gets light. So to Klal Yisrael, will go through these dark and light, these ups and downs. Umishom kol koyach hayetzahor lahalim. And that's, it's the fact that there is this tzimtzum, this removal of the light each time. That's what gives the Yetzahara its power to hide the light of Hashem. Umishom kol hanesyonos vatziruv shel adam. And that's the source of all the tests and all the purification that a person goes through. Avol mida toiva maruba, but we know that Hashem's goodness far exceeds the other side, far exceeds His justice, or, you know, Vashem yisborach berachamov metzamtzem atzmoi bechol yoim me'ein soif ad ein tachlis umeir b'lev hodom umo'ir roi lo shuv. And Hashem constricts Himself, He brings Himself down each and every single day to present Himself to each and every one of us in order to awaken us to want to come close to Him, to want to do tshuva. Kemo yishomru Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, Bechol yoim yitzroi shilodom ischadei shalof, vilmole HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizroi lo yocheloi. That each and every single day, the Yetzirah comes up with a new program, new tricks, to try to mess a person up. And were it not for the assistance from Hashem, we could never ever succeed against him. Sheze nimshach mehizgalus ha'or v'alomoy. The Yetzirah draws his power from Hashem's revealing his light and removal of the light. Revealing and removal. That removal of light, that tzimtzum, is the source of the energy for the Yetzirah. Aval ato Iker toloi b'chol yoim v'yoim b'ha'odom habal b'chira. But now, everything depends on us human beings who have b'chira, free choice. She'tzorech letzamtzein bi'atzmoi oir ein soif, whereby the person has to be able to constrict inside of himself that burning desire for Hashem, that yearning for Hashem, that infinite light. And at the same time, be very, very careful to avoid thinking wrong types of thoughts. And this cycle repeats itself on a daily basis. And therefore, everything that man is going through, even during a period of 1,000 years, where people certainly are going through many ups and downs, hakol hu kiyoim esmoil kiyavar. On one hand, it's all like yesterday, like just like yesterday came and went. All of those days also came and went. Ki kol hu aliyos v'yiridos
hein bechinas halomasor shel yom esmoil v'chayzer omer yom shachrov. Because all the ups and downs that each and every one of us experience, every time there's a down, it's like the absence of the light, the sun setting. Every time there's an up, it's like the new day beginning. And this is the concept of the tefillah of mincha that we mentioned before. Mincha is at the time that the day is closing, the current day is coming to a close, and we're preparing to welcome the new day coming in, which is the Bechina of Tshuva, as we mentioned, that Mincha is the special, special time, the most special time for Tshuva. V'chein kol dargo v'dargo hu bechinas midois v'yomim. And so too, each and every single level that a person tries to climb in coming close to Hashem corresponds to the concept of days. Each and every new day of the week, like, and each one of the midos of Hashem that correspond to it, ubein mido mido ubein dargo v'dargo over my shoiver, and when a person is in between steps, when a person has completed a certain step and they're getting ready to go to the next step, the person goes through all kinds of interesting things. They go through darkness before they can welcome a new light. As Rabbein Zal explains in the first half of Likut Imran, Torah Chof Hei, that each time a person wants to get to a new level, they have to engage the klipos on that level and be able to clear them away before they're able to be zochet to the light that's on that new level. V'hatzadik she'oimid b'nisoyin b'shleimus koroi ashreiloi. And the tzaddik, he's the one who passes this test to the highest degree. And he achieves what he has to, he gets to what he has to get to, what level he needs to get to. Aval shar hoylam sheboim lenefilois v'yeridois gemurois chas v'shalmai deizeh. However, the rest of us, as we're trying to climb, when we go through our yeridois are very substantial, very serious. And chas v'shalom, they can result in averos, all kinds of problems. Afal pikein, lekulam yesh tikva, kol zman sho'echezin bat tzadik o'emes, al yidei shenechlolin b'toich beis medroshi ha'kodosh, shubchin asmon atisa. However, with everything, there's hope for them, as long as they hold on to the tzadik, as long as they're attached to the tzaddik, by being part of his base medrash, which is this moin. V'alkein, ayidei zeh, toshev enu shadaka. And that's why the pasuk says that this, a person who's zochet to be in that ma'on, in that base medrash of the tzaddik, that person will be zochet to toshev enu shadaka, to do tshuva, even from their lowest yiridos. Afilu betachlis hayirida, bedichducha shel nefesh. Now Rav Nosson Zal adds a very, very critical piece to this. V'ho'ikar al yidei shemargish ani yusoi. One of the most important factors in a person being successful in tshuva, even if he comes close to the tzaddik, even if he's part of the Beis Medrash of the tzaddik, is that the person has to realize where he's at. He has to realize how low he is, how impoverished he is spiritually. Bechinas hei dalet havis. That the hei, which represents the tikkun amalchus, needs to know where it came from, that it came from a dalet. It came from a state of dalus, tremendous poverty. Ve'oz daiko ischazres v'savidas hei. And when the person recognizes how far down he's gone, how lacking he is spiritually, then he has the ability to become a hay. And this is what the pasuk says, Koi Omar Hashem. This is what Hashem says, Hashamayim Kisi. The heavens are my throne. V'ho'oretz hadoim ragloi. And the earth is my footstool. It's amazing that we're learning this now. We're learning this on a Sunday, Yom Rishon, the second day of Shvat, Tovshin Samach Zayin. And yesterday was Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, when we learned this Haftorah, this exact Haftorah. Eze bayis asher tivnu li, What house can you build for me? What house can contain my glory? Hashem says. Ve'el ze abet. But Hashem says, however, I'll tell you what I look at. I'll tell you what I'm looking for. El oni unechei ruach. A poor person with a humble spirit. Ki ikar binyan abayis tekdusha v'kiyumoi hu'al yidei ze. Al yidei oni unechei ruach. Because the main success of the tzaddik in building this bias of Kedusha and maintaining it is by people who are oni unechei ruach, by people who realize how poor they are spiritually and their humble spirit. Shezeh b'chinas ma'ashemavur le'el binyan korb mincha shu korb oni shu yokor mo'id b'nei Hashem yisborach. This is what we spoke about earlier, about the korb mincha, which is the korban of a poor person, a person who is low in spirit. Shehu yokor mo'id b'nei Hashem yisborach, which is very precious in the eyes of Hashem. Shezeh b'chinas mincha so'imer u'sfira. We said that this is also tied into the mincha so'imer and the Sfira Soimer, which is the prelude to Matan Torah. Ki ikar tachlis habeis hamikdosh v'hamishkon heim hakrobonois. Because we know that one of the main activities that went on in the Beis Hamikdosh and the Mishkan was the korbonos, the sacrifices that were brought. Ve'ikar hakorban hamuvchor mikulam hu asiru soifa shu korban oni vedal. And the most special korban of all was this tenth of an ephah of flour, the korban that was brought by a very poor person, shelegila soid zafila Avram Avinu kanal, which, as we explained earlier, Hashem didn't even reveal the secret of this korban to Avram Avinu. Vaydeze ikar binyan beis hamikdash v'kiyumoi shvaydei korbanos, and this is what helps to build the beis hamikdash and to sustain the beis hamikdash, the korbanos that were brought in it. V'chein ato, just like when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, one of the most important activities in it was the korban oni, the korban of the mincha. V'chein ato, ikar binyan beis hamedrash v'kiyumoi hu al yidei tefila loni anal. So too today, what sustains the Beis Hamedrash of the tzaddik, which is in place of the Beis Hamikdash, is this, the tefila of the oni, the tefillah of those people who realize how poor they are spiritually. Sheze b'chinas man deze'er hu rav. And this is tied into that famous statement from the Zohar HaKadosh, where the Zohar HaKadosh says, a person who is small, he's really very great. Al yidei ze shemargish shiflusay b'emes, letoivo v'loy l'ro, l'skare v'loy l'srachik v'kanal, by a person realizing how low he really is, but in a good sense. In other words, he realizes it in a constructive way, not in a way that's going to get him depressed or that's going to get him to feel dejected, but rather in a way that gets him motivated to want to pull out of that low state. Al yidei ze daiko hu bechlal anshei beis hamedrash shekiblu chidushei Torah neflaim shemalei meitzos. By the person realizing that, that's how he becomes a full-fledged member, a real member of the Beis Hamedrash of the Tzaddik, and he avails himself to be able to learn the Chidushei Torah, the great Chidushei Torah of the Tzaddik, that are full of sound advice. Shaydei ze zoichen l'sakin b'chinas ha-tzimtzum emanal l'kabel oir ho'en soif. Through then, the person is able to receive, to handle these tzimtzumim, these constrictions, and be able to receive and accept the infinite light of Hashem. Al yidei ze bahadrogo ubemido, to receive that light in a measured way, in a positive way, ulehishomer mimachshavos roes, and to be guarded and protected from bad thoughts, ad shiyegala malchus yisborach poilam, until it'll eventually lead to having Hashem's kingdom shine over the whole world. Nimtza שעיקר בניין בייס המקדוש וכן בניין הבייס המדרש שהוא מקדוש מעט הוא על ידי עוני ונחי רוח דייקו שרק הם ממשיכים שכינוס אליהם. So Rav Nosson Zal says, now he wants to summarize and emphasize that the main binyan of the Beis HaMikdash and the main binyan of the Beis HaMedrash of the Tzaddik is dependent on those little people, those humble people, those poor people, because they are the ones who are able to draw the Shekhinah, They're the ones who are able to draw the Shechina upon them, as the Pasuk says, Ve'ezdako ushfal ruach. Hashem says those who are dako, those who are very low and humble spirit, those are the ones who I feel close to. V'zeh shomer akosvan al, and this is what that Pasuk says, Hashamayim kisi v'arad sadoim ragloi. The heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. V'alkein bevadai lefinoi roz gdulosi eze bayis asher tivnu li v'eze makom nechosi. And therefore, based on how great Hashem is, what house can we possibly build? What can contain Hashem in any way? As Shlomo Melech said, Heina Shamayim Ushmi Hashemayim Lo Yechal Kelucha Afke Bayis Hazeh. The heavens, the greatest of heavens, can't contain you, can't sustain you. So how could we ever think that this house can hold you? Ach El Zeh Abit. However, Hashem's response is, this is what I'm looking for. El Oni Unechei Ruach. The poor people and those who are humble in spirit. Kirak an huanim unechei ruach heim misaknim hatzimtzumim bekoyach hatzadik emes. Because it's these humble people, these poor people, they're the ones who are misaking those tzimtzumim with the help of the true tzadik. Shaydezeh mamshichim shchina selakusoi bahadroga b'mido. And that's what helps them to be able to draw the spirit of Hashem upon themselves in the proper way, in a measured way. Shezeh Iker Kedusha Sabeis HaMikdosh. This is the essence of the holiness of the Beis HaMikdosh. V'alkein Omar David. And this is why when David HaMelech speaks about the Beis HaMikdosh that he's hoping to have a share in getting it built, he says, V'ani be'onyi hachinoisi lebeis elokai. I, in my impoverished state, I prepared a site for the house of Hashem. Ba'onyi daiko. Look at how Dovid HaMelech put that word in there. He made sure to put that word in there. Ba'onyi, in my poor state. Ki daiko al yidei shehechzik esatzmai tomid lo'oni v'evyoin. Because it was specifically because of the fact that Dovid HaMelech was so humble and he always considered himself like a poor person, like a beggar, as we find constantly throughout the Sefer Tehillim, Vani Oni V'Evyoin, Ki Yochid V'Oni Oni V'Chin Harbe, Aideze Daiko Hachinoise Lebeis Olekai Elef Kikorim. That's what gave me the privilege of preparing for the house of Hashem 1,000 kikars. He said that's what gave him the schus to have his share in the Binyan Beis HaMikdosh.